This is on my heart, and I know why now. I've been dealing with this week, not dealing with it, just wanting to share it. After Sunday morning, I just couldn't wait to get back in the pulpit tonight to share what God has been laying on my heart. And I come tonight to say this. It's good to be in God's house. It's good to be in the house of God. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to be prayed over. It's good to be anointed. It's good for you to experience that. It's good for them folk to walk back in a couple months or in a day, in an hour, in a few minutes, and say, hey, I feel free. Amen. That's what God will do. He'll set the captive free tonight. But tonight I want to share this with you. Make sure that you don't rely in ungodly counsel. Don't you rely, Sister Melissa, in ungodly counsel. See, tonight you've come and you've asked godly counsel tonight and you shared your heart. Sister Christy, tonight you didn't rely on ungodly counsel. You relied in godly counsel that they would pray. Sister Keela, you did not rest in ungodly counsel, but you rest in godly counsel. And because of that tonight, Sister Christy, Sister Keela, and Sister Melissa, you're going to be blessed. I believe that tonight. I don't go to the world to get my answers or to get a problem fixed. I go to the Word of God. I go to the book, and He gives me what I need. Amen? Tonight, if you have a copy of God's Word, and I'm sure you do, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, and I want to share with you tonight, do not rely on ungodly counsel. The counsel of the ungodly, do not rely on it tonight. The Bible says in Psalm chapter number 1 and verse number 1, blessed is the man that walketh not. Here it is. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Father, we love you and we thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for these people. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And thank you tonight for godly counsel. We ask it in Jesus' name. Holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The counsel of the ungodly. You say, preacher, why is that? Here this psalmist wrote against the counsel of the ungodly. If we want to be blessed, we must stay away from the counsel of the ungodly. You say, preacher, why is that tonight? As you're right there in the book of Psalms, if you'll just look back in Job chapter number 42 and verse number 17, the Bible says, so Job died being old and full of days. He had some people that gave him ungodly counsel. His wife gave him ungodly counsel. You say, preacher, oh, No. Oh, yes, she did. She said, Job, you're in a bad shape. You might as well just curse God and die. That is ungodly counsel. We do not curse God, and we do not want to die. Why? Because God gives us life. Amen. And tonight, not only did he have a wife that said, you might as well curse God and die, but he had three friends that thought Job was in the wrong. He had three friends that gave him ungodly counsel. Tonight, can I say to you, when you know God's called you to something, he's called you through something, he's done something in your life, you stand on that word tonight. Tonight he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So what is the counsel of the ungodly? What does the counsel of the ungodly do? What does ungodly people do to born again people? And we do listen to them. It depends on if you're going to take heed to what they say. Tonight, can I say to you, when you go to your workplace and you know that person's ungodly and they're telling an ungodly joke or they got something ungodly on their phone, don't you look at that. It'll ruin your testimony that you say that you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and then you're looking at that, laughing at that, or making mockery at somebody or something. So tonight, why must we stay away from the counsel of the ungodly? Number one tonight, I say to you that the counsel of the ungodly, it rejects or does away with wisdom and instruction. The counsel of the ungodly, they don't want no wisdom in their life, and they don't want nobody to tell them what to do. They know what to do, they got it figured out, and they don't want you to tell them what to do. Hey, can I say to you tonight, if you ever rise to the place and you ever get to the place that you don't need to be told what to do, you be careful tonight. If you ever get to the place in your life and you say, nobody tells me what to do, you be careful tonight, because you've got somebody living in you, and it is the Holy Ghost tonight, and he must have authority over your life, and he must be able to tell you what to do. It considers wisdom stupid when you reject that. It rejects his wisdom and instruction. They say that instruction and wisdom is not right. Look with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter number 1. In verse number 7 tonight, the counsel of the ungodly. Don't get around and listen to ungodly people and what they tell you to do. You remain with what the Lord has called you to do. Here the psalmist said that the counsel of the ungodly is not good. Proverbs chapter number 1 in verse number 7, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you fear God, that is the beginning of that knowledge in your life. Now I want you to know, the world will tell you not to fear God. Don't worry about God. But this book tells me that I must fear God, that I got to live and Savior that loves me and wants a relationship with me. And I must have a good dose of godly fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools, I told you tonight, the fools will reject instruction or correction tonight. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So I say to you tonight, you be careful with ungodly counsel tonight. Number one, because it rejects. Ungodly counsel will go against wisdom, and it will go against instruction tonight. You look in the book of Proverbs, you're going to find wisdom. You go to the book of Psalms, you're going to find worship. You've got to have a good balance of that. You can't just do all worship and no wisdom. As a child of God tonight, you've got to know when that counsel that comes to you is ungodly and it's not good for you, and that it'll harm you tonight. Number one tonight is because it rejects wisdom and instruction. Can I say to you, number two tonight, though, he says, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It rejects wisdom and instructions. But number two, ungodly counsel ridicules or it mocks sin. It ridicules or it mocks sin. Here's what it does. Ungodly counsel will tell you, oh, a little bit won't hurt. Just a little bit won't hurt. You can dabble a little bit and it won't hurt. I wrote this down, just a little bit. Here's what it said. Sin will not hurt you, just a little bit of sin. I wrote this down. Just a little bit of sin is about like being just a little pregnant. There's no such thing as being a little pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. If you deal with sin and you have sin in your life, it's going to show up. Give it time. A woman that's pregnant, she can hide it from a little bit. Before long, it's going to show. And before long, it's going to come forth. That's the same way sin is in a person's life. You can hide it from a little bit. You can hide it from people for a little bit. But before long, it's going to come forth and it's going to be birthed. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 7, the Bible says, Be not deceived. God is not mocked. What a man soweth, he shall also reap. Whatever you sow in this world, you're going to reap. I want you to know tonight, it rejects wisdom, but also ungodly counsel. It ridicules or it mocks sin. It says sin's not that bad. Can I say to you, sin's what hung Jesus on the cross. We had to have a substitute. We had to have a blood substitute, and our sin is what hung him on the cross. Can I say to you, if you're in the book of Proverbs, let's look at Proverbs 14 and verse number 9 tonight. I want you to know tonight, get away from ungodly counsel tonight and get around people that gives you good counsel tonight. See, Sister Melissa, a while ago when you were speaking your heart, ungodly counsel would have told you, you're exactly right. You've had a hard day. It's been rough. You've got two kids. You've got a house that's maybe like ours, dirty, need to be cleaned up. You've got dishes that need to be washed. You've got clothes that needs to be folded. You got a lot to do. It'd just be best to stay at home. That's ungodly counsel. It isn't my home. I don't know where y'all at, but it isn't my home. Okay? That's ungodly counsel. Well, you think I should stay home? No, I don't think you should stay home. I think you should be at the house of God. My daughter's 20 years old, and there has never been a discussion, are we going to church or not? There is never a discussion, are we going or are we not? When Sunday morning rolls around, she's up getting ready. When Sunday night rolls around, she's up getting ready in Wednesday. So ungodly counsel ridicules or it mocks sin. Proverbs 14:9, it says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. There is favor tonight. That's what it is tonight. You say, preacher, do you believe that tonight? Numbers 32 and verse number 23. I want you to be careful about this. Numbers 32, 23. You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Tonight, ungodly counsel will tell you, sweep it under the rug, put it in the closet. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. But here in the book of Psalms, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in that kind of counsel, but he walks in the counsel that he gets right with the Lord. I see tonight that ungodly counsel, it rejects wisdom and instruction. It ridicules or it mocks sins. But can I say to you tonight, ungodly counsel, it raises a rebellious and a disobedient generation. it raises a rebellious and disobedient generation. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Look what he says in verse number 4 of our text. The ungodly are not sober like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You say, what does that mean tonight? It will raise up a rebellious and disobedient generation if you go with ungodly counsel tonight. If you've got children tonight, you be careful who you're letting counsel them. You be careful who you're letting teach them. You be careful who's their school teacher. You be careful where they go. You be careful who they're around. You make sure that they're not giving them ungodly counsel and ungodly wisdom. Make sure of that tonight. You say, preacher, I can't do nothing about it. Yes, you can. You're their parent. You be careful tonight. Ungodly counsel leads to destruction. Look with me, if you will, to Proverbs 17 and verse number 11 tonight. Proverbs 17 and verse number 11 tonight. Ungodly counsel raises a rebellious and a disobedient generation. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 11, the Bible says, an evil man seeketh only rebellion. All he wants to do is rebel. He don't want to go the way of the Lord. He don't want to do what the book says. All he wants to do is rebel. Before I got born again, all I wanted to do was rebel. Am I talking to anybody right now? You wanted to rebel. Anybody told you what to do, you went the other way. They told you you don't need to be doing that, you go the other way. Can I say to you, Christians rebel. And we must not rebel. We must get right where God had called us to be and do what he has called us to do. 17:11, an evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Somebody's going to come to your door. Somebody's going to come to you. God's going to send somebody your way that you would tell them the truth and you would give them the truth and what God has called them to do. Tonight, I want you to give this, the counsel of the ungodly. Not only does it raise rebellious and disobedient generation, but the ungodly counsel lacks reality. They are not in the actual reality of the world that we live in. They think they got their whole life ahead of them. They think they're going to live forever. They think they can do whatever they want to do and get by with it, and there's not a payday coming. Can I say to you, there's a payday someday. There's a payday coming in all of our lives, and I want you to know you'll either stand before God with the payment paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, or you'll stand before God that day, and you'll have to give an account for your sin. And friends, listen to me. You do not want to stand there on your own. You want to stand there with the blood applied. You want to know that you've got a home in heaven, and don't you listen to ungodly counsel that tells you that there's a different way. Jesus Christ said he is the way, the truth, and the life. You say, preacher, what does that mean? That means you get on board with him and you start walking with him. He said, I am the way. It's not a finish line. It is a way. You get on board with him. He is the author and finisher of our faith. I know that. But you get in line with him and you take his counsel. You take his wisdom. You take his word and you walk with him along the way. Don't you get off that path. Don't you get off that way. Don't you veer to the right. Don't you veer to the left. And that one that tells you, oh, it don't matter what you do. You can go to the right. You can go to the left. You stay straight. You stay straight. We're living in a generation that just does anything they want to do, and they're still going to heaven. Listen to me. I believe in eternal security just as much as the next person. But I don't believe a man can do anything he wants to do, anything under the sun, have no conviction, live his life, love the Lord, and still going to go to heaven. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work, my friend. That's not going to work. There's got to be something beating on inside of you. This got to be the Holy Ghost of heaven telling you when you're getting off that path and you're going to the right or you're going to the left. They got to be something inside of you telling you that's not right. And that's the Holy Ghost. He's inside of you. And he leads you and he guides you. You said, preacher, you believe that? Yes. And ungodly counsel will tell you this. You're okay. You're okay. Do what you want to do. Just have fun. Live life. Man, you ain't got but one. Live it up. Wrong. You got more than one life. You got this life here that I would say the majority of my class tonight, exception of a few, I understand, we done spent half of it. Somebody talk to me. You done spent half of it. I was telling Brandy the other night, I said, I'm 45. I said, my life's half over. She said, you don't know that. I said, put 45 to it, what you got? She said, wow, 90. I said, I done spent half of it. She said, I don't know if you're going to get 90 or not. I said, thanks for the encouragement. Thank you. Thank you. They put me on a blood pressure pill. Said, you need blood pressure medicine. Got to get on this. Got to do that. And I told Brandy, I said, I'm not old enough for a blood pressure pill. I ain't a 40. She said, you're 45. I said, yes. So what does that mean, preacher? Don't live life. Do not live life loosely. Live it with a purpose for Jesus. Live it with a passion. That when he calls you, you'll be ready. Don't make no preacher stand up there and lie over you. When it's your time to go, the ungodly, that's what they want. They want everybody in that casket to go to heaven. They want everybody that lays there to go to heaven. And the ungodly preachers will stand there and they'll tell you that every funeral they preach, everybody went to heaven. Listen to me. He said, preacher, I ain't. Yes, you got somebody looking up to you. Don't you listen to that ungodly counsel. You listen to that book. And you know that book tonight, that you don't walk with them, you don't run with them, you don't stand with them. You stand the way God's called you to stand. You stand with your conviction. You hold on to your conviction and what God's called you to do. I see tonight that their reality is not there in their life. They don't have reality. They don't see it. And here's what they'll tell you. Nobody will never know. You ain't going to get caught. Nobody knows. You'll never get caught. Can I say to you, he knows it all. And I don't have to have none of you catch me do anything. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to. You don't have to hold me straight. That Holy Ghost inside of me gets beaten on the inside, Brother Harold. If I cross somebody and say an ill word, son, it'll eat me. I'm talking about. He said, well, it don't do me that way. You better get a dose of him. When I want to holler and scream and kick and throw a fit, son, he'll get a hold of me, Brother McKay. I'm talking about, son, I'm talking about like you ain't never seen. Why? Because the book says he'll do that. He corrects his children. Now, I don't want to show you this. Man, it's just been on my heart, man. Get away from ungodly counsel. People will tell you wrong and not lead you right. Get away from them. Psalm 10 and verse number 11, if you will, with me. Ungodly counsel lacks reality. You won't get caught. Nobody knows. Psalm chapter number 10 and verse number 11. Psalm chapter number 10 and verse number 11. Come on, talk to me, somebody right here. Psalm chapter number 10 and verse number 11. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hid his face. He'll never see it. That's what the psalmist said. He said, God's forgotten me. He'll never see what I'm doing. His eyes are everywhere. Ungodly counsel lacks reality. And with ungodly counsel, you will reap some things. Can I say to you, number one tonight, you will reap failure. When you listen to ungodly counsel, you'll reap failure. You'll reap failure. It won't be right. There's a lot of good-hearted, well-meaning people that gives bad advice. Well, I tell you what I'd do. I'd leave his sorry tale. I've heard that so many. I tell you what I'd do. I'd leave her. I tell you what I'd do. And they ain't never been there. What does the book say to do? I tell you what I'd do. I tell you what. They ain't got a dog in a race, but they can tell you what you'd ought to do. Mean well, but does not give good advice. Means well, but not give good advice. You say, how do you know that, preacher? That's what they told my wife when I was in the county jail. That's what they told my wife. I tell you what I'd do. I'd leave his tail. Huh? She left. Where would we be today? 25 years and about a month and a half. Where would we be today? You leave somebody when they mess up? You leave some? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Ungodly counsel. Ungodly. Ungodly counsel. Let me give you this. Failure when you listen to ungodly counsel. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Ungodly counsel will give you advice and you'll never see them again. They blow every which way. They blow in and blow out of your life. And some of you are wanting them to stay in your life. You're trying to make them forever friends, and God only put them there to be seasonal. And you're doing your best to hold on to that relationship, and God's wanting it to go on. Just saying. With ungodly counsel, you'll reap failure. Can I say, with ungodly counsel, your favor of God on your life and your blessings will be gone. When you start following ungodly counsel, the favor, the anointing God put on you will be gone. Not the Holy Spirit that lives in you, but the blessings that comes from what you're supposed to be doing. You'll see it start drying up all the way around you. How do you know that, preacher? Because the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You want to be blessed, don't you walk with ungodly folk. You want to be blessed, don't you run with ungodly folk. He said, well, we're supposed to win them. I didn't say not win them. I'm saying don't get on their bandwagon. You start getting on their bandwagon, you're going to have failure in your life. You start getting on their bandwagon, and your blessings that God has blessed you with. Brother Cody, man, don't get on the bandwagon with ungodly, man. I see the Holy Ghost all over you, man. I'm telling you what, you just got a glow on you, man. You stay with him. I know you ain't been saved long, but you stick with him, son. He's right now is a sweeter. He's ain't no sweeter than him. Failure. That anointing when you start doing going in an ungodly place. I'm going to share one more and we're going to close. We was at the beach, me and Brandy was. Years ago, it's been years ago. And I'd been out on the beach, and when I got ready, and I've told this story here before, and when I got ready to go to the beach, she said, you want me to spray you down with some stuff? I said, nah, I got it. She said, okay. And I rubbed it down, and I rubbed like that right there. That's what I did, just right there. I laid out there for about 6 hours, 7 hours, you know, flipped over, you know. And I got up, and she said, oh, my gosh. I said, what? She said, you need to put a shirt on. So why do I need to put a shirt on? She said, it looks bad. I said, are you sure? She said, oh, yeah. I looked in the mirror. I said, oh, Lord, where's my shirt? I need my shirt. And here's what I told her, Brother Les. I said, I don't care. I don't know nobody down here. And it don't bother me if I did. I said, I don't care. I'm good. She said, you going back out there? I said, no, too many people out there. I'm going to go down to the pool. Kaylee was little, had on a little puddle jumper. And she's about that big. And we went down to the pool and she jumped in the pool, and when I walked up, I sat down, and I looked over, and I used to be a youth pastor. And I looked over, and one of my youth that I used to pastor years ago, he was sitting there, and I seen him. When he looked at me, he looked at my chest, and I looked at the beard that was in his hand. Just as embarrassed I was from being sunburnt, he was embarrassed for what he had in his hand. He started sliding that thing behind him, spilt it, everything else, and I just sat there. And he just sat there. And he started in and said, Brother BJ, I said, man, listen. You good. That's your life. That's your life. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to love you. But I'm just telling you, that won't lead you nowhere. You won't get. You're having fun down here. You 5 hours from home. Didn't think you're going to see nobody. I didn't think I was going to see nobody. But a run slap into you. So, preacher, why God put you there? Why God put you there? To explain to him, just as embarrassed as I look with this going on, you look just embarrassed sitting there saying you, knowing you are born again and got that in your hand. Can I say to you, when you get around ungodly counsel, and he had his buddies all around him. Man, I'm talking about they was having a good time. I didn't want to break up the party. I didn't stay long. I left because I knew it was an uncomfortable situation. Let me get out, man. We all good. I left. It'll produce failure. It'll rob you of your anointing, your blessings. It'll rob you of it. It'll make people think, is he really real or not? Get away from ungodly counsel. Let me share this with you and we'll go. Let me share this with you. And somebody knows what I'm talking about tonight. Not only will it produce failure and your favor or blessing will be gone, but you'll be frustrated all the days of your life. When you're listening to ungodly counsel, you'll be frustrated. You won't know which way to go. The book's telling you one thing, but you're watching everybody else do everything else. And they're telling you this, and you're thinking, well, how can they be saved doing that? And when I try to do it, I don't have no peace in it. Because there's a difference. Isaiah 48:22. Spirit is right in here right now. Isaiah 48:22. You said, preacher, can I not run with the ungodly and listen to them? No, you can't. Very simple little bitty verse here. Very simple. Very little. Isaiah 48:22. You'll be frustrated. Man, you'll be beating your head against the rock. You'll be like, man, be frustrated. Isaiah 48:22, the Bible says, there is no peace. There's no peace. Saith the Lord unto the wicked, there's no peace. Child of God, when you're trying to do and listen to ungodly counsel, there's not going to be no peace. Because the Holy Ghost lives inside of you and he's warring and wanting you to stay away from ungodly counsel. wanting you to stay away from ungodly things, wanting you to stay away from it. I wrote this down. Church, we must stay away from ungodly counsel for us to receive God's blessings on us in this body of believers. You say, preacher, it won't hurt. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. If you're a member of this church, make sure you listen to godly counsel. If you're a member of this church, make sure you're living according to the Word of God, because it affects us all. No matter if I know it or not, that doesn't matter. But it affects us all. It affects every one of us. There may be a time Brother Roy needs me, and he wants me to come with anointing on my life. A while ago, these ladies sitting up here, listen, they want somebody with anointing on their life. Amen? And all around this room, boy, you could feel that. I don't ever want to get a time in this church where we go to lay hands on and get around somebody and it's dead as a doornail. You don't want that. It ain't about how many comes. It ain't about how wide we spread out. It's about how deep we grow. How deep we grow. God's going to do a work in my life. He's going to do a work in your life. Going to continue to do that work. You just make sure you're listening to godly counsel. You take that word and eat that word and digest that word. Let him do a work in your life. Father, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the redemption in the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the renewal. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, I know I'm talking. Lord, I know, and I talk to you every day. Lord, I know I'm talking to the core of the church. I know that, Father. But it's the core that needs not getting weakened. Lord, it's the core that needs not to get weak and to get weary and to get worn out. It's the core that don't need to do that. Lord, it's the core of this church that needs to stay strong, and you know that. Lord God, tonight, that's why I want them to understand that as you give it to me, Father, don't listen to ungodly stuff. Don't look at ungodly stuff. Don't run with ungodly stuff. Keep ourselves unspotted from this world to the best of our abilities. Lord God, help us tonight. Lord, I thank you. Lord, all over people say that's a praying church. I never want them to say that's a dead church. Father, I never want them to say that. I want to say it's a praying church, a loving church, a church that loves you. Father, on our hats and everywhere we go, on our cards that we give out, it says, love like Jesus. And Father, to love, you got to tell the truth. Jesus told the truth everywhere he went. And he expects us to give godly counsel everywhere we go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's people say, amen. You are dismissed.